Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Ethel Carr, C-A-R-R, Ethel, E-T-H-E-L. Place was Courtyard of Sports Creek. Date was September 22, 2022. In paragraph, Ms. Carr was seen because of GI upset period. She complains of a stomach upset with gas and a rolling feeling in her abdomen period. She has slight diarrhea, but not extreme period. She's known to have inflammatory bowel disease, and she states she once had upper and lower endoscopy that showed inflammation of her stomach and colon at some point in time, period. She's now more bothered by gas, and after I checked her, she needed to go to the bathroom, period. She denies any dyspnea or cough, period. Does not feel feverish, period. She has a chronic dysthymia, and we had tried Wellbutrin recently, but she does not like that, and that's not helping her. Period. Thus, we'll stop it. She does have Xanax, 1 milligram every 6 hours. That's the only thing that calms her down, and period. She says she's had many antihypertensives in the past, period. New paragraph, review of systems, no chest pain, dyspnea, nausea, dysuria, or other specific complaints. Period. Examination, she's not acutely distressed. Pulse, 88. Respiratory rate 18, blood pressure 122 over 76, temperature 97.2, period. Her neck was unremarkable, lungs were clear to auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal, that's known as 2, no gallop, no murmur, abdomen soft and non-tender. It is a bit tympanitic and just mildly distended, period. Bowel sounds were heard, period. There's no rigidity or rebound, period. New paragraph assessment and plan. 1, Mrs. Carr has abdominal discomfort, likely due to gas, and her diarrhea is slight, period. I will stop the lactulose, and I will order simethicone, 80 milligrams 3 times a day, period. 2, she has hypothyroidism, L-carnitine, levothyroxine, 75 micrograms daily, period. 3, she has anxiety, and L-carnitine, Xanax, 1 milligram every 6 hours. Period. 4, she hypertension controlled with lisinopril, 5 milligrams daily, period. 6, I will stop her Wellbutrin if she does not seem to think it helps her depression, and it may be more of an a situational depression, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.
Yes. We'll stay in the chair, okay?